5 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Second and final hour of the day today. We're not doing a Thursday night special today. We're not going to do a Thursday night special until we get into the season. And that is where Colfax... I haven't decided yet. Do I pick all NFL? Because that's going to happen. Or do I add a college game once in a while? Not sure yet. But we're going to figure all that out. We're definitely going to pick every NFL game on Thursday. It's the most important game of the week. I don't care who's playing in it. Thursday night football is tremendous. I love it. People hate it. I love it. They say, well, that's, you know, it's not fair to the players. It's not enough time in between. But after that Thursday game, they get like 2 weeks off. They get like a week and a half off. They get a lot of time. So they make up for it. Plus, it's football in the middle of the week. It makes the weeks just wonderful, just beautiful. So Thursday night football, I am Mr. Thursday night. I was killing it before we took a break. Colfax, even the greats have to take time off. Even wizards have to take time off. So, I mean, I was just absolutely annihilating it on Thursday night. So, yes, I had to take a little break before we get into NFL. Had to recharge the batteries, so to speak. Yesterday was interesting. Oh, Dixon says he wants me to have a bad take so he can have some fun. Von Miller, how about that? He just said, I want it bad. I want the Hall of Fame bad. I want to be in there. I have to do whatever it takes to solidify that. I like when players talk about individual records. It's okay to be human. It's okay to say, hey, I want to have 10 sacks this season. I want to be a Hall of Famer. That is what my goal is right now. So many guys just say, hey, I want to be out there and playing, whatever happens, happens. I like setting individual goals. Tell us. You're setting them anyway. Just let us know. Let's follow along. I think Vaughn's going to have like 20 sacks this year. It's going to blow everybody's mind. And, three of them probably going to come against Patrick Mahomes. Does that do enough to get the blood boiling, man? Oh, man, I'm so ready. I don't care if it's Drew Lock or Colfax being quarterback for the Broncos. I just want to watch football. We have two games tonight, by the way. There's some interest here because you have Washington and New England, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. I don't care about Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, although I'm pretty pumped up for Najee Harris, that running back. I like him. I might do something stupid when it comes to fantasy football this year. By the way, we have 6 spots remaining total. That's it. 6 spots. And we haven't had a lot of regular shows the last week, so we haven't had time to register. So we'll get to that as well. But we have 6 spots remaining if you want to get in on our whole show fantasy football challenge. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Ed McCaffrey, pretty confident about, you know, I asked him about his expectations. We played that clip for you, but he basically said, hey, to go undefeated and win a championship, he said, if your goals aren't high, if people aren't laughing at your goals, they're not high enough. I mean, I like it. I like the quote. Like, I want to get a t-shirt of that. I want to get, you know, Ed McCaffrey's face on that t-shirt with that quote. Colfax, can you call your guys? Get your guys on that. They're not going to beat the Buffs, right? I mean, a month ago, I'm laughing at that. A month ago, I'm seriously laughing at that. But I'll admit, you know, you get there, you get on campus, you meet the players, you meet Dylan in person, you meet some of the other guys and RJ Potts, and you start to go, golly, wouldn't that be something? But just... I can't let myself go there. I'm trying not to, man. But you know how I can get. My emotions sometimes get the best of me. I have to be analytical here, though. It's Pac-12. It's Big Sky. I can't look at the teams. It's Pac-12. It's Big Sky. Give me the worst Pac-12 team. Give me the best Big Sky team. Shouldn't that Pac-12 team still win most of the time? And plus, it's a Bears team that we heard stuff yesterday. But you ask Coach McCaffrey, hey, what is this offense going to be like? We want to play fast. We want to play up-tempo. They all say the same things, Colbs. You just don't know until you know. But it is fun to get out there and hear from these guys. Same thing on the Rams side. Here was Dylan McCaffrey. This dynamic is fun, though, right? You got to admit, father and two sons. The dynamic's cool. So Dylan was asked about what it's like to play for his dad and his brother.
I love it. It's been a blast. Not many people get to do that, and not many people have the opportunity, one. And two, I think it's amazing. I have respect for both of them. But at the end of the day, we're here to work, and it is a business atmosphere. So I respect them just like that. I mean, we all want to be better. We all want to win football games. So that really brings the respect in, along with the love.
To hear the camera guy going after it, man. That's worth bringing up. You know how many media days I've been to for UNC since I've been up here? 2005? I wasn't working for the radio station yet, but I was working for the Mirror for a second. You know how many UNC media days I've been to? Zero. This is their first one. And listen, it is what it is. This is Northern Colorado. We have, you know, you go to CSU, you got the Colorado and the Reporter Herald and another couple of guys. They're diehards covering it every day. For UNC, you got the Tribune. And for, you know, for us, we're broadcasting the games. The media, this isn't the Denver market. I mean, there is a newspaper, blog company, radio station, TV station every other mile in Denver. So they're all going to cover the Broncos. You only have so many media outlets up here, so it didn't make sense. And especially when you're not winning, you're not going to design a media day for two outlets. That's just that is what it is. Not trying to be a jerk about it. But yesterday, UNC had more than CSU. That's just the facts. When McCaffrey was announced as the head coach, there were more people in attendance for that at that UC, at the UC, whatever that building is, 300-some people. There was not 300-some people at Adazio's. There was, you know, maybe 100. So it was this whole thing, you know, Darren. I saw Darren Dunn there, and again, he's at the media day, and it's like, dude, like, I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. Doesn't matter if you win a game this year. This was the move, and Colfax, I'm starting to think. You're going, what, 4 or 5? You're going 4 or 5 wins?
Yeah, I said 5. And I think I'm being a little optimistic. I want to say 6. I want to say,
oh, yeah.
But, you know, yeah. I'll rein it in. Let's go 5 games.
5 games, man. I mean, it's all right. That would be, what, they win 2 the year before that?
Yeah.
So, you win 5. We'll see. I mean, they should, their third game will be their first home game. They'll be playing Lamar. And don't think it's Lamar in Eastern Colorado. I just don't think so, according to my sources. They can win a couple of those games. We'll just see how good the Big Sky is. Okay, so Max McCaffrey sitting up there with Scott Darnell. They brought the defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinator up. I don't know that there was like this big announcement that Max was going to be the offensive coordinator, but he is. And here's what he had to say about who's calling the plays between him and his dad.
Hey, you know, we're working together to call plays. He's going to definitely take the charge on that. He's the head coach. We all follow behind him. He's our leader. And then I just do everything I can to put, obviously, our guys in the best position they have to have success out on the field. And I know on the offensive side, where all the coaches are doing that and the players are giving great effort. So, you know, game days, it'll be him taking charge. And then I'll do anything I can and give suggestions and just try to help this offense work as a well-oiled machine.
So Ed's going to call the plays. He's going to be the coordinator. All I'm going to say is that's probably the way Ed wanted this thing from the beginning. You know, going back to Dave Baldwin even. Is, hey, I know I need an offensive coordinator for stuff, but I'm calling the plays. It's that's what happens with a lot of teams, man. This isn't new. College, pros, this is how it goes sometimes. Sometimes head coaches want to still be a coordinator, but they know they have to have an offensive coordinator at the end of the day. I mean, look at Steve Adazio. Why hire a special teams coordinator when he's like, I'm calling all that. I'm dealing with all that. So, all right, Max is the offensive coordinator. Ed's going to be calling the plays. Max says they're going to be calling them together, but I mean, I don't. There was a reporter there that kept asking too, Colfax, like, "Hey, you remember when you drew plans up in the sand? Was it like that when you were kids?" I was like, "What? Where are we going with this?" But that's the dynamic that presents itself. It's father, son, son out here. And Ed, they joke around a lot, and I like it. Like, they asked, "How's Max doing so far?" And he goes, "Hey, well, he's been grounded twice since camp." Like, you know, I like that stuff. It's fun, man. Some people, you know, get tired of the McCaffrey thing and say, "Well, no, there's more to the." No, this is it, folks. I love the players. I talked to a lot of cool players yesterday, and it is what it is, man. This is football. Your quarterback is what you talk about for the most part. Unless you're CSU and you talk about your punter. And that's what has Rams fans freaking out of their gourds right now, is that the number one thing that the Rams are talking about is special teams. Rightfully so. They were the worst in the country last year. You better be talking about special teams. We're going to have Ryan Stonehouse on the show tomorrow, by the way, the stud punter for Colorado State. He actually is amazing to talk to. Punters are actually the most interesting guys in the NFL. He'll be in the NFL, by the way. They are. They're just, I don't know why. They just have Pat McAfee's radio host now. I mean, that guy was interesting when he played, and he's interesting now. So, listen, you just don't know. I think they're going to be better than I first thought. Did I give you a total yet? Did I give you a win total? Like, I was looking at it at first, and I was thinking you wouldn't get much better than where we were with Ernest in year one. I feel a little bit stronger about that, but I'll tell you, Colfax, that's based on feel right now. That's based on Dylan McCaffrey, to be honest. Because he's probably going to be the best quarterback in the conference. So if you can get that, you get some confidence. I want to know so damn bad. And I have made a decision, Colfax. And it's also a work-related decision, but I have made a big decision today. And I, you know, got to say it. I just got to say it. I have decided that I am going down to Boulder for the first game of the season. I will not be going to Canvas Stadium to watch CSU and South Dakota State. I will be there as the station that represents this UNC Bears football team. We got Jerry Schimmel and Aaron Rath going to bring you the very first Ed McCaffrey game on radio, online, on TuneIn, all that stuff. I will be in attendance to that game. But I figured to capture the environment fully, I need to go as a fan. So I'm going as a fan to this game on Friday, September 3rd. And I took me a long time to make that decision, but we've already seen Adazio's first home game. In fact, I was there. Nobody else was because they didn't allow fans. I can't miss Ed McCaffrey's first game as a college head football coach, right? I mean, I had posters of Ed McCaffrey in my room. You know, John Elway, Ed McCaffrey, Rod Smith. I mean, these were my idols growing up. You can't not go to the very first game. So here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to shut my phone off. I'm going to tell the people that I'm with, because I got some good friends that are going, do not tell me any updates about what's happening in Fort Collins. I'm going to record the game. I'm going to go home that night. I'm going to stay up till like 4, and I'm going to watch that too, not knowing the score. So don't text me. Don't tweet me. I'm not getting online or anything like that, but I have made the decision. And I'm excited about it. We played all the clips, right? We got all of our clips. We're good. All right. It was a great day. It was a fun day. It was a new day for UNC. Something unique. And well done by them. 20 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. We're going to talk about a local event coming up. My friend Weston Edmonds is going to talk to us about Hops for Hunger with the Weld Food Bank. We are a big partner of Weld Food Bank, and we're excited to get Weston in the show here in the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. This is The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's Broncos voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
25 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining us in the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, Ryan Fitzpatrick of the Washington... it's Weston Edmonds, communications manager.
The journeyman. The journeyman quarterback.
The beard is looking pretty damn good, man. I mean, I got to say, it's looking fantastic.
Yeah, I tend to lose my hearing when people ask when I'm going to trim it.
Well, didn't you trim it like a while back?
Yeah,
you brought it down, didn't you?
A few months ago.
Okay.
And the place I went kind of disappointed me, so I'm letting it go back out before I let somebody try to tame it.
I don't think you should. Just let that thing go, man. I envy you so much. I have problems here in the chin. I can't grow anything, so I can't complete it.
You missed the middle. Yeah.
I missed the middle, and it's like growing out of. I mean, it's just the perfect kind of beard.
I mean, I'm contemplating being a Viking for Halloween. So,
can I take a picture of you right now?
Absolutely.
I would just like to do that. Okay. It's a weird thing to ask another person, you know, randomly if I can just snap a picture of you. But we got it. I'm going to post that if that's okay.
Well, you weren't breathing heavily, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's a nice change. That's a nice change of pace. Weston Edmonds, communication manager at Weld Food Bank. We absolutely love working with you guys. I know we've got a cool idea coming up this fall that we're going to get into. But first and foremost, we got Hops for Hunger coming up on Friday, September 10th. And how many years have you guys been doing this one, of course?
This is our fifth annual.
Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those events that, I mean, it's Northern Colorado. People love their beer. And what we've learned about this about the community is they also love giving back, too. So it's kind of like the perfect combo.
Yeah, it's a great balance. What I've found with this event is it really is a hidden gem of Northern Colorado, because you know when you think of beer events in Northern Colorado, you almost automatically think it's got to be in Loveland or Fort Collins or somewhere, or it's a small thing here, you know, in Greeley. But it really is one of those things where the cost is amazing. You get free food, music, unlimited pours, and it's all in the name of a really good cause.
Yeah, that's what's fantastic about it. And again, it's in Windsor, an awesome time too. And all the proceeds from this event that benefit the Windsor community through nonprofit agency partners, Mobile Food Pantry, and Backpack Program. So many different causes that you're helping out.
Right, and it has a multi-purpose. One, we wanted to bring awareness to the Windsor community, but Weld County as a whole, that hunger exists in every community. So we have a Mobile Food Pantry run there once a month. And we've been doing that for 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. Our backpack program works with kids to make sure they have food over the weekend. And then we have several agency partners that are there to be for folks who can't make it to Greeley or during odd hours of the week and they can't make it to us. They can go to our agency partners and get food. So it's one of those pieces to just let people know there's hunger in every community and there's always something you can do.
We're talking to Weston Edmonds, marketing manager at Weld Food Bank, about Hops for Hunger coming up Friday, September 10th. Okay, so talk to our listeners. They're hearing this going, wow, that sounds like something cool. I like beer. I want to see if I can give back. What's the next step for listeners?
Well, if you want to attend Hops for Hunger, I really encourage folks to get their tickets now, because right now we have an early bird pricing, $40. You just go to weldfoodbank.org/hops. You can get your tickets there. And then the price does go up after the 31st, but even for $45, it's a rockin' deal.
Oh, my goodness,
You get into the event, you get unlimited pours from, even though we have 10 brewers listed, Eagle Rock, Colorado is actually a distributor, so they're going to be bringing other breweries product to their tent. So we're looking anywhere between 14 to 16 potentially just options. And each brewery has two beers. You get unlimited sample pours. You get a commemorative cup. And then JBS, they've done this every year. They come out with their big grill and they barbecue all the food, and that's included in your ticket price. A lot of times you go to these beer festivals, you pay maybe $60-$70 to get in, but then you go to the food truck and there's another $12-$15 per meal at the food truck as well, but that's all included in the price. And then you just get to enjoy some great music throughout the evening. We'll have yard games. And it's really is one of those things, perfect time of year, September, where the weather is, once you hit 6 o'clock and the sun's out,
out of the way, it's like, man, this is really nice weather. I could be here all night.
Yeah, well, and a lot of it, like, you could pay $40 just to get in to a lot of events like this. But you're talking unlimited pours, food, and live music. I mean, that's a heck of a deal right there.
It is, and it's one of my favorite events at the food bank, not only from the food bank side that it's one event. I don't have a whole lot of responsibilities except to sample everything and then be the MC. So I get more colorful as the evening goes along.
That's what you got to do, man.
I feel a lot smoother as I get up there at 8:30 to thank people for coming. but it's just a really great event to enjoy outdoors because we're really lucky here in Colorado. Thankfully, all the smoke that's been in the air hasn't been from our own forest fires.
Right.
So when we have clear skies, it's a beautiful country to be in. So it's just one of those opportunities where all the stars kind of align that if you love craft beer, if you love live music, if you love helping a good cause, if you like even just one of those things, you'll have a good time at Hops for Hunger.
It's such a great event, and I think you guys do a wonderful job putting on. You gave us some tickets to give away, so we're going to give some tickets away. These are the $45 value. I mean, like I said, you can get in the early bird special and get them $40, but that's a heck of a value right there.
Yeah, and if any listener wins these tickets, definitely invite your friends and also do plan ahead. We do offer a designated driver price for just $5. Those folks can get into Hops as well, and they get the food, obviously get to enjoy the live music. We do mark them to just let the beer pourers know they can't serve them, but it really is an opportunity to enjoy the event and also get home safely.
Yeah,
because we never want to be tagged with that of someone being irresponsible. So, you know, plan ahead. If you've got teenagers, pay them $20 and tell them that you'll be done at 9 o'clock on Friday. Come pick you up.
That's a perfect plan. And I love how you guys have that set up on your website too, where you can buy the individual ticket, but you can also get the purchase in there for that designated driver if you want to go that route. Or like you said, if you want to say, hey, kiddo, come pick me up at 9 o'clock. We'll be ready to go.
Yeah, last time we did it, so it'd be 2019. I think there was like a line of cars, and it was just like half the participants' kids just waiting to pick them up. Or if you have a teenager and you live in Windsor, get them on the Uber app or whatever other ride share app, because they can make some good money. September 10th.
So let's load this thing up. Like you said, didn't have it last year, of course, as many events were canceled or postponed or what have you. But let's make this one the best one yet, kind of do that bounce back thing.
Absolutely, because we've been really – I mean, this is our fifth year. We're really hoping to get this thing really far off the ground. I mean, it's been good participation, but we have almost the whole park filled. And I'd love one day to just see where you look out and there's room to move, but like it's just a sea of people. I'd love to see that this year.
Well, I'm going to plan to be there too, so I can't wait for this. It's going to be exciting. Weston, is there anything else that you want to throw out there, man, before we let you get out of here?
A big thing that we're really looking for right now, if you're looking to get involved more with the food bank beyond helping with events like this, is volunteering. We are seeing a little bit of a slowing in our regular volunteers, and things are still operating pretty crazy right now. So we could just use more help. If folks want to know more about how they can help, how they can volunteer or donate, if you go to weldfoodbank.org, we've got links all over there of I want to help. It directs you to how to give time, food, or money, and we make it as simple as possible. If you want to just chat with us and kind of know more about it, give us a call at 356-2199. We'd love to chat with you.
Very rewarding, too. I know we had the staff there before COVID hit. I think it was kind of right before that. But, it's a great opportunity to get out. Team building, too. I mean, if you're a business owner looking, it's a great opportunity to get involved.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's a service club, your family, you've got some friends, your business, it's a great opportunity to just bond together while also doing some good work.
Yeah. Weston, man, always love catching up with you. I know you're a hockey guy, too. Big expectations for those Avs coming in next season.
I'm telling you, I was nervous at first when Landeskog was in contract talks. And you know what happens with every big player. But when they let Grubauer go, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then they picked up Darcy Kemper, and I was like, all right, we're good.
We're good. That makes up for it, right?
And then they pick up someone like McDermott, it's funny when you get someone from a team that hasn't played a game yet. I mean, I know he's been with other teams, but McDermott, from what I hear, is a powerhouse. So maybe finally have that physicality that we needed that Vegas just walked all over us with. But I have high expectations.
Yeah, should be good.
As any Avs fan should.
It's not that far away. I mean, it's August 12th. We're not that far away from getting into the hockey season, basketball season, and of course, We got Broncos starting up preseason on Saturday. So
I'm telling you, I don't usually watch preseason, but I'm pretty excited. excited for this. I mean, everyone's watching. They're like, who's it going to be at quarterback? Does Vaughn still have it? Because he missed the whole season.
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy, everything you're hearing about him is like he's just a video game now. And tonight, honestly, you got the Patriots and the Washington football team. Mac Jones or Cam Newton? You should be in there, by the way. You've got the game tonight. Fitzpatrick, of course. Yeah. So you should be ready for that.
I think I'll get the call up probably halfway through the second.
Weston, I love it, man. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. And thank you for the tickets. Our listeners are going to love it. We'll be giving those away throughout the week.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon. 35 minutes after the hour, we're going to catch up with the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes coming up next, Mark Johnson. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks for being with us here today. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. And tried to get Mark Johnson on. He might be pretty busy right now, Colfax. I don't know, man. We were good for a moment, and Mark gets crazy. You know? So Mark and I met up last week. We went to Bruce's Bar in Severance. Got a chance to meet him and his lovely wife and one of his wonderful kiddos. That was a great time, as always. Have you been into Bruce's Bar before?
Yeah, I was actually there like not too long ago. Really? Myself.
It's hilarious.
It's great.
They got all the pictures of the bulls that are, or I guess, steers now. It's hilarious. Right?
Trying.
I drive by there all the time, but I just haven't really been in there very often.
Did you try the specialty?
I didn't eat, but I don't mind them.
Okay.
The Rocky Mountain oysters, man. I don't mind them, but I did not. I had already eaten. Met Mark late, like a 7:30 or so. So
okay.
I'm old now, Colfax. I eat at 4:30, and then it's off to bed. You get the onesie on and off to bed. That's the way it goes now. George Karl's in a little hot water. Carmelo Anthony, of course, now with the Lakers, said the one thing missing from his career is winning a championship. George Karl had some interesting things to say about Anthony on that tweet, essentially. He was pretty nasty. He said Carmelo Anthony was a ball hog. Again, remember George Karl coached Carmelo. Was a ball hog and a... It's the S word that rhymes with witty. And a blanky defender when Anthony played in Denver. And he tweeted after that. He tweeted, I think at least 100 people told me on here to die or rot in hell in the past 24 hours. Come on, folks. That's not kind or cool. Lighten up and celebrate life. Well, I mean, he's not necessarily wrong about Melo being a ball hog and not a great defender. There could be perhaps nicer ways to say that, but that's George Karl. If you've read it, even his book wasn't as harsh. Anthony frustrated him for sure, but... Let's not forget, Colfax, it was Anthony before Karl. You know, Anthony was the guy that turned this thing around. I love George Karl. But Carmelo Anthony should be way more appreciated than George Karl. I'm just saying it. I'm not saying George Karl shouldn't be appreciated, but Carmelo saved a franchise in 2003. It was an awful franchise. It was an awful situation. And then Melo comes in, turns this thing around. Was he a ball hog? Kinda, yeah. Was he great at defense? Not really. But he was the best scorer in the league for the in his prime with the Nuggets, he was the best scorer in the league. Yes, that was over LeBron at that time. Kobe. Probably would still say Kobe. But he was right up there. Legitimate comments. Not really personal about anything on his family or him personally, I suppose. It's just about his game. Does he deserve that kind of treatment on Twitter? No, but it's Twitter. If you're going to tweet that something like that, dude, I've tweeted nicer things than that, and I get crap. I mean, I get roasted, ripped apart. So Yeah, I think that that's an interesting take from George Karl. But Dixon says, if that's how you're going to describe Anthony, that would probably be the first two things out of your mouth. No, wrong. You'd say elite scorer. That's the first thing you would say. He was an elite scorer, but he didn't play great defense, and he kind of tended to hog the ball a little bit. But he was one of the greatest Nuggets of all time. I mean, I know that's a hot button for a lot of you. And I mean, top five, for sure. Before Joker, he was top four. Joker's the best. English is number two. And then, yeah, Melo's in that mix. Like, after that, the debate's wide open for me. David Thompson, Carmelo Anthony, Fat Lever. Like, those are guys I didn't really watch, but grew up learning about. Melo's in the mix. Texter followed by the 23-second jab step. But it worked! It absolutely worked. It's not a bad tweet from George Karl. Certainly doesn't warrant that, but you know, if he was a little more coach, I don't want to say coach speak because Karl is now made. He's trying to get into the media more. I think he's doing some stuff in Denver. So I mean, it's fine, but it's not like you see Melo say that about Karl, do you? I don't think so. Be curious to see if Melo retaliated at all. Brady, you're going to the September 3rd game? Leave September 1st. That way you'll be able to find the stadium on the 3rd. Yes, I got lost leaving there once, Colfax. It's very difficult for me. I was at CSU Media Day 20 minutes early, and they gave me crap, and they said, why did we think you'd be here first? And I said, because it's not an admirable trait. The reason I do it is because I know I'm going to get lost. 46 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Before we do that, actually, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give these away. I'm going to give a pair of tickets away to what Weston was just talking to us about, the Hops for Hunger general admission passes to get in. These are $45 a piece. I'm going to give a pair of them away coming up. This is Friday, September 10th. $45 value. You get unlimited pours. You get to be a part of that barbecue. Get food from JBS out there. Live music. The entry. It's amazing. So I'm going to give a pair away coming up. I guess we can do it now. Let's do it right now. Caller number four. Caller number four, you're going to get a pair of tickets for the Weld Food Bank's Hops for Hunger. $45 a piece. Get you in. Unlimited pours. A collectible mug. A JBS meal. Live music. All for a great cause. You're not going to be inundated with donations. This is essentially that because you're buying the tickets. But caller number 4970-353-1310 or toll free 877-353-1310. You're going to get a pair of general admission tickets for Hops for Hunger to Weld Food Bank's Hops for Hunger Friday, September 10th. 47 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's Eaton Day and 13 Days, 13 Teams, presented by Gould Parts. A full football preview begins at 5 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state, and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Hull Show, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Do want to thank another of our great sponsors. And listen, I mean, all of the sponsors on this show, We just love. Highland Park Lanes is one of those fairly new sponsors, but that's where we go bowling. That's where the KFKA staff really lets their hair down a little bit. It's fun to get out there and bowl. And actually, you know what? We all suck at golf, but bowling, we're not too bad. That's what I've learned. We're all pretty good at bowling. So we've got some fun things coming up. Highland Park Lanes. Man, the food. A lot of times you go to a bowling alley and you're like, the food's not very good at a bowling alley, is it? Man, we did pizza there once. We had just kind of a little smorgasbord of appetizers, things like that. It was delicious. That's Highland Park Lanes, and it's more than just bowling, man. It's a great time. Tell them we sent you from the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy, our Power to Play sports poll question. Which quarterback are you most excited to see this football season? CSU's Todd Senteo, UNC's Dylan McCaffrey, CU's Brennan Lewis, Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater, CU's JT Trout. Todd Senteo is winning right now. He's at 30%. Dylan McCaffrey's at 28%. Brendan Lewis for CU is in third place at 20%. Then Drew Locke. Drew Locke is sitting at 12.8%. Teddy Bridgewater at 5.3%. And CU's JT Trout at 2.5%. And I think JT's there because many don't think he's going to start. It's going to be Brendan Lewis. But I threw JT in because they still are kind of actively competing in this quarterback battle. Tonight, we look to the NFL. We've got two games. And then, of course, the Broncos are coming up on Saturday. I'm absolutely floored for that one. But tonight, we've got Washington and New England, which the New England one, that there's a lot of storylines there. Especially, Washington, I mean, what's it going to look like with Ryan Fitzpatrick? I mean, that's where they're going with this. A lot of people wondered if the Broncos should pick him up. Fitzpatrick's never, has he even played in a playoff game? He's exciting for the first half of the season, and he can have great moments, but consistently, I mean, there's just nothing that really pops about him, so he's on his 467th team. Then the Patriots, meanwhile, they've got a quarterback battle on their hands with Mac Jones and Cam Newton. You know, are they going to start? I don't know who's starting tonight, but I think it's going to be Mac Jones. And then they kind of see what that looks like down the road. Steelers, Eagles as well. And I think they're playing at the same time, right? Steelers, Eagles. Jalen Hurts. I don't know what the hell the Eagles are doing over there. I have no idea. But they're going in with Jalen Hurts, so that'll be interesting. But listen, the Patriots and the Broncos are like the main team with a quarterback battle on their hands. Although a lot of these guys are like Urban Meyer won't commit to Trevor Lawrence. so it could be Gardner Minshew. What was it? Oh goodness. Minshew is fun. He's a fun caricature, but I mean, come on. With a guy like that, you just go all in, right? You go all in and you say Trevor's the quarterback. And then you go to the Bears side too. They're still in this Andy Dalton, Justin Fields thing. I'm kind of more of the mindset, get him in there. You know, I know you can ruin a quarterback if you start him too early, but I guess my philosophy more so is, hey, just get him in there. If they have a bad rookie season, they have a bad rookie season. Josh Allen, Peyton Manning, those kind of guys, if they have it, they have it. And even if they don't have it their rookie year, that experience is second to none. So preseason football tonight, we're getting this thing kicked off, pumped. Tomorrow we're going to get Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. We're going to get into it. We got the Broncos depth chart out, and it's Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Locke at this point. So it looks like a college depth chart. It's going to do it for us. We got 13 days, 13 teams, Eaton Reds, all things Eaton Reds football coming up at 5 o'clock. Good night, Northern Colorado.